Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Abby Van Arnup up north in Audubon. Good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning, LaVon.
Abby, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, there's an opportunity to do something really fun and I guess to get you in the holiday spirit. So let's talk about Deck the Agra Hall. The dates are and the times are and the place. Let's start with the basics.
Okay, the Deck the Agra Hall event is happening this coming weekend. Saturday, November 17th, and Sunday, November 18th. We are open on Saturday from 11 to 5, and from 11 to 2, we're having our soup lunch that we have had in the past. And new this year, from 12:30 to 1:30, we're having some Audubon Middle School Christmas carolers, and then we're having a children's story time from 2 to 3 on Saturday as well. And on Sunday, we're open from 11 to 3, and we will have our soup, sandwich, and dessert lunch during that time as well.
And when I look at the price of the soup, sandwich, dessert,
$5?
$5. Oh, my gosh, what a bargain. And does it cost you anything to get in to this event?
It is just a free will donation.
All right.
To come in.
All right. So you can come, bring your kids, grandma, grandpa, bring your grandkids, whoever. There's something there for everybody. Kids will be delighted to all the things to see. And now you've added this story time for them.
Yes, we have. The Audubon Public Library and one of our 4-H clubs, the CD Starlighters, kind of got together and decided that we would try to draw some more children out there and have this little time for them and have a couple of 4-H'ers read some Christmas stories and have them all sit around on a little carpet and just have that little time together. And hopefully maybe we'll have a little visit from the man up north.
Yes, he's got to get started early to get around to all the places he's going to go. Okay, so we've mentioned the food, we've mentioned the carolers, but we need to mention all the things that people can see while they're there. Let's get a little description of what all kinds of things they might be able to see.
Well, there are tons of things that they can see up there. We have about 48 trees and or displays that people are going to provide for your visual entertainment. And in the years past, it's just amazing how many different themes and colors and decorations people come up with their Christmas trees. And we also have some nativity sets that will be on display. We always have a couple of Christmas villages that people bring and set up. And it's just with the lights dimmed in the Agra Hall and just the Christmas lights throughout the floor of that big building is just a really nice thing to see.
Mm-hmm. It really sets the mood to go around and get some ideas. Yeah, this is early enough that people could get ideas and say, oh, you know, I've been needing to do a new tree or I've been needing to get some new ideas. And here they are.
Absolutely.
From 48 different sources. So that should be really fun. Now, as I recall, sometimes you've also had some quilts on the walls.
Yes, and we will again have some vintage quilts this year. The Friends of the Fair, which are essentially the Fair Board Wives, have kind of set a theme this year as kind of a remember when or take us back to or, you know, something along those lines. So the quilts that will be on display this year will be provided by Connie Hansen of Audubon, and they're all vintage, older style quilts.
And, you know, I always admire the work on those. It's not only the sometimes teeny tiny little pieces that have been sewn together, but all of the hand quilting, which we don't a lot of times see hand quilting on the newer quilts. They're more machine quilted.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So take a look at those kind of up close. I know they quilts shouldn't really be handled by a lot of people, but you can still take an up-close look and admire all those stitches and think about the work that goes into them. They're marvelous.
Absolutely.
So come and look around and see all those things. And then are the Christmas carolers, the middle school, is that a new kind of addition?
That is new this year. In the years past, we've just kind of had Christmas music going throughout the building, and we thought this year we'd like to get some more people involved and asked the Audubon 5th and 6th grade choir teacher if they would be available to Christmas carol for us. So then she agreed, and we'll have a group of 5th and 6th graders from the Audubon Middle School to Christmas carol for about an hour on Saturday.
So you talked about adding more people, getting more people involved. You've mentioned the wives of the Fair Board members. And, of course, I'm guessing the Fair Board members, at least some of them are there to kind of help do some setup and electrical work and whatever that takes.
Yes, the Fair Board members do help us out a lot, and their wives, and then we also have 4-H'ers involved that help with door greeting and kitchen help and set up and clean up and along those lines. Because the proceeds of this event, it is a fundraiser, and part of the proceeds go towards the Fair Board for improvements in the Agri Hall and on the fairgrounds, and then the other part goes towards the Audubon County 4-H Youth Program.
Okay, so when we come and give our donation at the door, eat our lunch and so on, we know that this money is going to a lot of different people, actually. A lot of people get the benefit out of it, so that's kind of fun. And the other thing, Abby, that I always enjoy coming to something like this is you see people that maybe you don't see on a regular basis, so a little time to visit.
Yes, yep.
So you can get that in there, too. Now, let's talk just a little bit about ISU Extension, because obviously you are the program coordinator for Audubon County Extension. So, you know, 4-H is involved, so Extension is involved. But do you also get involved with the Fair Board and meeting with the Fair Board and helping, you know, work out decisions together?
Yes. Actually, I'm the office manager here for Audubon County Extension. Tanya Vetter is our program coordinator.
Thank you.
And she is the one that really works close to Fair Board. Actually, she went to a Fair Board meeting last night. And we do try to collaborate our efforts, especially events like this. And we just try to help each other out and keep that communication open so that we can have successful programs, both fundraisers like this and our successful 4-H youth program, too. The Fair Board has a very important role in helping us put on our extraordinary county fair.
Mm-hmm. And if you have not been to the Audubon County Fair, one of the things that I hear people talk about afterwards, and this is really looking ahead to, to next year, but are all of those floral, all of those little garden things that are outside of the building, and they're so unique and so fun.
Yes, the garden plots that we have that go around the outside of our 4-H building, and then all and across the road, we've had so many 4-H'ers have an interest that we have about 25 garden plots, and each 4-H'er takes over a garden plot in the spring, and they plant it, and they take care of it, and they come up with their own little theme of what how they want to do their garden plot, and then it just really helps beautify the fairgrounds, and they get those judged by a horticulture judge during the fair.
Uh-huh. So I'm guessing some of them who are really into this are already planning. You know, when they take down, clean out the one from this year, they're already planning on what they're going to do next year and probably looking at the seed catalogs when they start arriving in January.
Yes, I'm sure that they do.
Yeah. Any other 4-H events that you want to mention coming up yet in November and December?
I don't really think that we have any 4-H events coming up November, December. I know that we just finished Record Book Awards, and our clubs will be having their own little family potlucks and awards nights and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's always fun.
Okay. Well, this is a time when you really let the 4-H events maybe not have so many so that families can do their own thing because they get really, really busy.
That's right, yes.
Yes, yes. So let's review, Abby. Deck the Agri Hall, when and where and cost.
Saturday, November 17th, and Sunday, November 18th at the Agri Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. We have free will donation admission, and from 11 to 2 on Saturday, we have soup, sandwich, and dessert for $5. From 2 to 5, we have dessert and a beverage for $2. And on Sunday, from 11 to 3, we have soup, sandwich, and dessert for $5.
All right, so come and enjoy lunch. And if you don't know where the fairgrounds are, it just drive, well, I guess it depends which way you're coming, but off of Highway 71, you can, there's a sign there, right?
There is a fairground sign. You turn at the corner and head west, right? There's a Chatterbox Cafe right there on that corner and the big BP gas station.
All right. So not difficult to find. So we want to thank you very much, Abby Van Arnhem, for visiting with us and reminding to come visit Deck the Agri Hall this weekend.
Thank you very much, LaVon.
Until next time, here's the thought. The smallest good deed is better than the greatest good intention.